On WTOP, back to the traffic center and Rob Stallworth.
Thanks, Mark. Outer loop congestion in Merrifield as you head past Route 50 Arlington Boulevard toward 236 and Little River Turnpike. That's where we had the report of a crash after, of course, 66 headed toward Little River Turnpike, possibly in the lane. Northbound 395 as you come past Etzel Road headed toward Duke Street, still with the two right lanes blocked for the mobile work, actually stationary work crew. They're doing bridge work again today as you head toward Alexandria. Northbound I-95 past the Fairfax County Parkway, crash clear, but delays remain as you leave Lorton. Southbound I-95, the usual suspects going across the Purple Heart Bridge down to and past 123 now. If you're traveling on 123, this is in both directions at the Burke Center Parkway, where all lanes are blocked for the gas main break there. At, we understand, Fairview Elementary School, northbound and southbound 123 closed at the Burke Center Parkway and traffic being diverted under police direction. GW Parkway northbound closed between the Spout Run and 123 for the tree work today. Northbound 395 slows approaching Boundary Channel Drive headed across the 14th Street Bridge in the district. Southbound DC 295 headed past Burroughs Avenue toward East Capitol Street. That's where we have the work zone set up and blocking the left lane with delays stretching back to before Benning. If you're traveling on the interloop, coming past New Hampshire Avenue, watch for anything on the ramp to go northbound on the I-95, which may have something stopping the roadway there. Northbound 270 near Falls Road in the main lanes. That's where we had the right lane blocked for the work zone. Hopefully, that will not be there very much longer. At American Military University, families may qualify for reduced tuition. Affordable higher education for military service members. See amu.apus.edu/military. I'm Rob Stallworth, your next traffic report in about 10 minutes.